Immigration and Customs Enforcement will be using a U.S. military base in Aurora, Colorado, to process and house undocumented migrants who are about to be flown out of the country and deported by the Trump administration. U.S. Northern Command says ICE will begin using Buckley Space Force Base this week. The Northern Command is overseeing deportation flights, as well as the deployment of troops to the U.S. border with Mexico. Late last week, the Pentagon began using military aircraft to fly deportees back to their countries of origin, including Guatemala and Colombia. Aurora, Colorado, became a focal point of the Trump campaign during the 2024 election, with the campaign alleging that members of the Venezuela gang Tren de Aragua had taken control of entire apartment complexes there and were committing crimes in other parts of the city. Fox 5 New York is reporting that during immigration raids in the Bronx, New York, on Tuesday, agents arrested 26-year-old Anderson Zambrano Pacheco, a suspected leader of Tren de Aragua, who is wanted for various crimes in Aurora, Colorado, including kidnapping, extortion, and gun possession. Aurora is about 10 miles east of Denver, which is a sanctuary city for migrants. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston has vowed to shield migrants from ICE raids and has repeatedly said Denver will not help the federal government round up undocumented immigrants. He is even on the record as willing to go to jail. The Congressional House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform has now sent a letter to Johnston requesting that he appear at a hearing on February 4th in Washington, telling him it is imperative that federal immigration law is enforced and that criminal aliens are swiftly removed from our communities. Johnston released a statement in reply saying the most helpful thing congressional Republicans could do right now is fix the broken immigration system while he focuses on running a city and managing the consequences of their failure to act.